Open your Bibles, please, to the book of John, the 13th chapter. John chapter 13 in your Schofield Bible, page 1135. Beginning with verse 36, we'll read responsively through chapter 14 and verse 3. John chapter 13, verse 36 through 14:3. Let's stand, please, for the reading of this passage. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered him, Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Then I'm reading without your turning to it. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 12. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known.
Open your Bibles again to that 13th chapter of John. I'm going to come to it, back to it in a few minutes. I want you to look at it with me in a few minutes. Just sort of hold your place there or put a marker somewhere and we'll come back to it in just a few minutes. Jesus said, Let not your heart be troubled. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. I want to speak tonight on that subject of two little words, for you. For you. I go to prepare a place for you. Tonight, I'm going to have some fun. You can watch me if you want to. In fact, you will watch me. But I'm going to have some fun tonight. And you hang around and watch me have some fun. A place, I go to prepare a place for you. Our Heavenly Father, I pray tonight that you'd teach us something, inspire us, bless us, encourage us as we think about our future. In Jesus' name, amen. If mankind, and it is about 6,000 years old, then your little 70 few more, a few less, is just a drop in the bucket, like the drop in the ocean. In just a matter, let's take 50 years from now. And that's not very long. 50 years from now, I promise you that 75% of the people in this room will be in eternity. And other people will be sitting in these seats. I trust they will. And, as the choir sang, this world is not my home. I mean, our citizenship is somewhere else. And for us to live for this world is just downright stupid. I mean, we're going to live eternally somewhere and a few years here. And somehow we get more concerned about what's going on here than what's going to go on there. I never noticed this before. That's the good thing about the Bible. I notice something every day that I never noticed before. And I wondered why I never noticed it before. If I never noticed it before, you dead sure never noticed it before. I want you to look at John chapter 14 and verse 1. And I want to teach it to you for a while, and then I want to preach for a while. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Now look at me. The chapter divisions are very convenient. We know then how to find a certain verse in the Bible, and wouldn't it be a problem if we didn't have the verses numbered and the chapters numbered? However, though every word of the King James Bible has been preserved for us, and it is the very Word of God and contains the very words of God, the chapter divisions were not inspired. They were placed there for our convenience. Now, on occasion, chapters should not be divided where they're divided. It was human judgment that caused it, and such is the case. I never noticed this. But look at back to verse number 36 of chapter 13. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered him. Look at me. Somehow, I've said this. I've said Jesus was in the upper room. He talked to his disciples, let not your hearts be troubled. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking to one man. He's talking to Peter. Look at it and you'll notice it. Simon Peter saith unto him, verse 36, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered him. That's just Simon Peter. Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. He said, I'm going now, you coming after a while. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Now, I want to show you right now, if you don't shout on this, you probably never will shout. I'm going to show you right now, if you can get by this one, you're going to make it the rest of your life. I'm going to show you right now the greatest lesson on eternal security I've ever seen in my life. And I've never noticed it till this week. Look at it now. In verse number 38, Jesus answered him. Now, Peter just said, Lord, I'd lay down my life for you. And Jesus answered him. Notice it's him now. Not them, but him. Wilt thou, individual, singular, lay down thy, that's singular, life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. Now, look at me. Peter was just about to deny his faith, deny his church, and deny his Lord. In fact, he even cursed and said, no, I don't know. I'm not with him. He even said, I'm not a Christian. I'm not a church member. I'm not with them, and I'm not with him. I'm not one of his followers. Now, look at this. Let not your heart be troubled. Hey, he's saying, Peter, you're going to deny me three times, but don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, talking now. Didn't say heart, said heart. That's Peter's. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Now get this. I go to prepare a place for you. I mean, he just said, Peter, you're going to deny the church, deny the faith, and deny me, but I'm still going to prepare a place for you. Now, brother, if anybody fallen from grace, it's Peter right here. I mean, he denied everything. And even cursed and swore and said, I don't even know him. Dirty breaker, back and pack and all side of I don't even know him. And Jesus said, okay, you're going to deny me three times. The cock's going to crow. But he said, I want you to know I'm still preparing a place for you. I go to prepare. Now, notice, he's not talking to the disciples here. He didn't say, I go to prepare places for you all. He said, Peter, I go to prepare a place for you. That's Peter. And if I go and prepare a place, not places, but a place for you, Peter, I will come again and receive you unto myself, Peter, that where I am, there ye, Peter, may be also. I never noticed that before. Jesus was not taught. I've said, Jesus took the disciples and said, now, fellows, don't let your heart. You've heard me say that. It's heresy. I'm a false teacher.
I've said it. Jesus said to the disciples, now I know you guys are worried and you're troubled and don't let your hearts be troubled. But that's not it. If you go back to verse 36 of chapter 13, you find he was not talking to the disciples, he's talking to Peter. Now the disciples were there, but he was talking to Peter. And he said, I go and prepare a place for you. Now what he was saying is this. He is saying, Peter, I'm preparing a place just for you. A place designed just for you. We somehow have got the idea that heaven is a glorified army camp. Where all the mansions look exactly alike. And all of us look exactly alike. We're all long blondes and have long blonde hair, and we all wear white robes and have a magic wand. We all fly around sprinkling spoofle dust and saying, holy, 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 holy. I'm saying heaven is not a glorified college dormitory where everybody lives in the same size place. Or heaven is no housing project. Heaven is a place where everybody's mansion is unique and different. A designer's model. Jesus said, Peter, I am going to prepare a place for you. In other words, according to Peter's taste, what he likes. Now, let me have my fun. If Jesus said, I've never cussed. I did say Southern Baptist one time, but but apart from that, I've never said a dirty word in my life. I said golly one time when I was a boy, and Mother washed my mouth out with soap. But golly, I don't think it's a curse word. That's the nearest thing I've ever said to a curse word outside Southern Baptist. But I'm saying I've never done that. Peter cursed and swore, and Jesus said, I'm preparing a place for you. Designed according to your preferences and to your taste. I have never denied my church. I never have. Now, once in a while, years ago, I used to be a little embarrassed about saying grace at the table. And in a restaurant, you know, and I didn't want folks to know it, so I'd say, thank you for the food. And I've done that. And so have you, you know. Except you as a handkerchief. Thank you for the food. But I've never said, I don't know. I've never said, I don't go to that church. I'm proud to be a member of First Baptist Church of Hammond, Indiana. I want everybody to know what church I go to. I'm glad that I belong to the people of God. I'm proud that I'm a Baptist. I'm thankful I'm a Baptist. I want everybody to know I'm a Baptist. And certainly I want everybody to know that I belong to Jesus. Now, if this cussing, denying Baptist, backslidden Baptist preacher, who at the time his Lord needed him most, he denied the church, denied the faith, and denied the Savior. And if Jesus said, I am going, don't be troubled, Peter. After you denied me and the cock crows, don't you be troubled. I'm still going to prepare a place for you anyhow. If he prepared a place for that guy, I'll guarantee you he's preparing a place just for me. Now, he's preparing it for me, for me, for me, for me, for me. There's a mansion there for me. Up in that land so bright and grand, in the promised land I'll take my stand, so come with me. For I'm not coming back, you see. If anybody's going to be happy up there, it's me, 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 me. Now, our text verse a while ago, over the course of read 1 Corinthians 13:12. It says in 1 Corinthians and 13 and verse 12, it says that then shall I know even as also I am known. Now that means that you'll know me when we get to heaven. Now exactly how you'll know me, I do not know, but you'll know me and I'll know you. And so that means that we're going to be different in heaven. We're not a bunch of little robots up there. Each of us is going to be different in heaven. And if we're different, that means we're not all alike. I thought I'd explain that to you. Okay, that means this. I think that, see, God gives us our desires. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. So, God, if I delight myself in the Lord, he gives me my desires, he gives me my taste, and that means that since God gives them to me, that means that God will prepare a place for me according to what my preferences are. You see, I'm one of a kind. You've seen me do this before, but you need to look at me carefully, because you'll never see another one exactly like this. And if you folks over here on this side, I don't want to deprive you of what these folks over here just saw. Take a good look at this. Look at a good look. You'll never see one exactly like that. And you'll never see one exactly like that. In fact, you'll never see two exactly like that. But you'll never see one exactly like that. I mean, I am a designer's model. As I've said before, if no two snowflakes are alike, and they're not. If no two grains of sand are alike, and they're not. If no two leaves off trees are alike, and they're not. And then and no two fingerprints are alike, and they're not. Then no two people are alike. I am the only one like me, and God that has never made anybody exactly like me. Now, if I know even also as I am known when I get to heaven, then that means I'll still be like me when I get to heaven. Is that right? That means I'll still like turnip greens when I get to heaven. And if you don't, you're not going to go to heaven. Because the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit. But I'm saying that since I am one of a kind, and I ought to be known, I will know even as also I am known, then that means that in heaven I will still have my distinctives. That means that, Brother Colston, you and I, in heaven, will still have differences of taste. So God will prepare your mansion according to what you like best, and God will prepare my mansion according to what I like best. And, brother, you're going to be jealous when you see my mansion. But I'm simply saying that he is preparing a place for me. My mansion won't be like yours because my tastes are not like yours. And my mansion won't be like anybody else's. And my furnishings will be unique because I don't like the same type of furnishings that maybe you like. My landscaping will be different from yours, because I may not like the same type landscaping. Now, if I like a certain type landscaping here, I will know even as I also am known, and I like a certain type landscaping there. Now, that means that you may like live in a wooded area, and somebody else may like to live in a meadow, in that type area. For example, I like to see grass surrounded by greenery. I don't like a whole lot of jungle-like stuff. I like to see a lot of grass. But I'm saying that we're not all the same. Our tastes are different. But God said to Peter, I go to prepare a place for you. We got the idea. He said to all of us, I go and prepare a place for all of you. He's not saying that. He's saying to Peter, I am going to prepare a place just for you. Now, that means that I am different from you now. I will be different from you there. I have different tastes, for example. Now, I better not say that, because some of you live in those kind of houses. But there's a certain kind of house that being built around here I don't like, because they remind me a great deal of the houses that were, when I was a kid, the poor kind of houses, and I'm not going to go into that. I'm just simply saying that our tastes are different, and God is going to prepare for you, Dr. Jorgensen, according to your taste. And for you, Brother Eddie, according to your taste. And for you, Brother Depper, you'll live in a cemetery. And we'll write you fellows every month. And tell you that it's cool where we are. But right now, hey, this is why we'll have fun. Right now, Jesus is putting the finishing touches on my place. Because it's not going to be long till I go there. I mean, I know that. I've been living 67 years and 10 months. And 2 years and 2 months, I'll reach 70. I don't know when I'm going to go. I'm not going to catch the next bus if I can help it. But I'm going to go pretty soon. And right now, he is preparing a place for me right next to Cracker Barrel. And right down the street from McDonald's. Hey! He's not up there, I'm preparing a big old city up here. It's going to be impersonal. Everybody's going to have a mansion. It's going to be No. He said to Peter, I go to prepare a place for you. And he's preparing a place for me And we all don't like the same kind of art. I like pictures you can make sense of. And some of you artists, you like this stuff where you squirt some ketchup and a raw egg on a canvas and stir it up a little bit, and you say, boy, that's modern art. No, it's not. It's confusing. Just like this dumb architecture. That thing down there in Chicago. Yeah, Picasso. The guy was drunk. You think, yeah, if Picasso's in heaven, I really have. But anyway, probably he had to. I wish he'd taken that thing with him when he went. But Jesus is preparing a place for me. For me. Now, we are not robots and copies of each other. I love him in a love that only I have for him. I do not love him exactly like you love him, or like you love him, because I have a love that nobody else can give him but me. And you have a love that nobody can give him but you. And you have a love that nobody can give him but you. And I wish you'd love him. But you have a unique love. Now, the honest truth is, nobody can love him like I can love him, and nobody can praise him exactly like I can praise him. I'm unique. God needed as many different types of praise as there are people. And God needed as many different varieties of love as there are people. And so God said, I am different. I'm an original. Never has been anybody just like me. I am somebody special with God. And that means that God is preparing a place for me. I have a personality that only I have. Now, no amens right now, please. But nobody has a personality like mine. Nobody. Nobody's as charming as I am. But our personalities are different, for which I thank God, and which you thank God. But I am different. I have different taste. I have different likes. I have a different way of love. I have a different way to praise. I mean, some of you, while I'm preaching, you get happy and you'll jump up and say, well, glory! And others of you sit there and cry and say, praise the Lord, amen, hallelujah. Now, the Lord wants all of that. I used to have a man in my church in Texas would sit in the choir and say, praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Now, he never said praise God or praise Jesus. Had another fellow, he'd get happy and laugh. Ha, ha, ha! Well, God likes all of it. And so, God said, made us different. We love differently. We praise differently. Our tastes are different. And so God said, I'm going to go and make a... what word I want here? A hacienda. Hacienda. Hacienda? Por usted. Amen. Yeah, right. Por usted. And it's going to have a tile ceiling. And it's going to have... Shut up. I'll tell you what's going to happen. stucco. Adobe. That's what you said, wasn't it? Adobe. Right. And while I'm eating turnip greens, you're going to be eating enchiladas. And you're going to have an ulcerated, glorified body, too. But I'm simply saying that, hey, folks, we're all going to, each of us has a place prepared for us. Listen to me, a place prepared for us. You ladies, you have, you're strange. But I mean, each of you has little thing. At our house, we have got more plants than the forest preserve has. I fully expect to see a monkey swinging at our house anytime. And that was nothing personal. And we got more doojiggers on the wall. I mean, every wall of our house has got everything on it. Our little plaques, everything, everything. One of them says the opinions expressed by head of this house are not necessarily those of the husband. Now, some of y'all don't like doojiggers. But when we get to heaven on her mansion, you can't find your way through it. Ferns, ivies, leaves, and all of that. God's going to have all kinds of, God bless our home, is going to be on a wall. The opinions expressed for the husband of this house are not necessarily those of the management. But I'm trying to tell you, God knows what you like. And God, hey, all I'm trying to tell you tonight is that you are different, and God is putting the finishing touches on a place that is just made for you. We're not going to go to a bunch of plat mansions. God hasn't got a house, a mansion development where all of them are made exactly alike. I mean, mine is made for me, and yours is made for you. Now, some like Spanish architecture. Some like Dutch architecture. Some like colonial architecture. Some like German architecture. But mine will be for me. There are some people like French provincial furniture. Some people like early American furniture. That's the kind we always had at our houses I've grown up. Some people like modern. Some people like Danish modern. But my furniture will be just for me. I mean, he's preparing a place for me. He's preparing furnishings for me. Some people like wooded areas, some like meadows, and some like fields. But he's preparing my place just for me. Some like bright colors. Some like subdued colors. Some like blues. Some like reds. Some like yellows. But mine is just for me. Some like big roomy houses. Some like cozy cottages. Some like condominiums. But mine is just for me. Just for me. Not for you. And if you're going to live there, you've got to put up with what mine's like. Show me anywhere in the Bible where he told a woman, I go to prepare a place for you. He didn't ask Mrs. Peter. And he didn't tell her. He said, Pete, I'm preparing a place for you. And Pope Peter said, Amen. And he had a wife, too. Because the Bible said his mother-in-law was sick. Anybody have a mother-in-law without having a wife is an idiot, as far as I'm concerned. Some people like city houses. You can take some of these people in. Brother Ray's not here, is he? You can take some of these people, Brother Moore. You work in the D.C. and D.B.S. Ministry. Some of those kids in Chicago. You can take them to the prettiest farm in southern central Indiana, and they'll get scared. They don't want it. They don't like it. Some people like busy city houses. And some people like country. And some people like suburbia. But mine is going to be just for me. When you say what yours is going to be like, I'm not going to tell you what it's going to be like. I don't want you to know where I live. You'll bother me. I told you I was going to have fun tonight. And I'm having a time. For me. For me. For me. For me. There's a mansion there for me up in that land so bright and grand in the promised land. I'm going to take my stand. So come with me because I'm not coming back, you see. If anybody's going to be happy up there, it's me, 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 me. Peter, I know you're going to cuss. I know you're going to deny me. I know you're going to deny the faith. I know you're going to deny the church. But Peter, the cock's going to crow. But don't let your heart be troubled. You're still my child. You're a denying child. You're a rejecting child. You're a backslidden child. But you're still my child. And Peter, I'm still going to prepare a place for you individually. Some prefer carpet. Some prefer hardwood. Some prefer rugs. But mine's just for me. Some prefer ranch style on a ground level. Some prefer two-story. Some prefer tri-level, but mine is just for me. What I like is what I'm going to get.
and the omnipotent Heavenly Father and the omnipotent Son of God are preparing a place just for me. Some prefer traditional hymns. Some prefer Southern style songs. More ignorant people. And happier too. Some prefer peppy songs. Some of you would rather us always to sing, "All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall." And some of you want to sing, "Now let us have a little talk with Jesus, let us tell him all about our..." And so, you'll have some special tapes there just for you. For me. Some people like roses, and some tulips, and some prefer gladiolas, and some prefer orchids. He's going to have my favorite flower. Now, this is an old story. I've told you this 150 times. I'm going to tell you 151 times. I was in Pillsbury Baptist Bible College. Dr. Cederholm was president then. I preached a revival for 5 nights. Lindsey Terry was here then, and he was with me leading the singing. On Monday night, I stayed in Dr. Cederholm's big mansion of a house on the campus there. Sort of a Halls of Ivy kind of campus. So I, the first night, went back to my room and I heard a little knock on the door. I went to the door and there was a little 5-year-old girl named Charlotte. She was adopted. And she was chewing on the hem of her dress like all little girls do. And she had, like this, and in this hand, she had a Reese's peanut butter cup. And a love story of my life was about to start. Hiles and Reese peanut butter cups. She said, "I got something for you." Up till that minute, I'd never eaten a Reese peanut butter cup. Never had. Since then, I've eaten 47,516,332. And going to have one later on tonight. But anyway, I'd never eaten one. She said, "I got something for you." And I said, oh my. A Reese peanut butter cup. That's my favorite candy. I can hear the gears in the minds of you Pharisees turning right now. You're saying what? You just said you'd never eaten one, and now you say it's your favorite candy. My favorite candy is whatever candy is the nearest to me at the time. I notice the same is true with you. Hey, this is summertime. Let's just have fun. But anyway, she said, "Is that right?" I said, "Oh, yeah." Tuesday night, I went home to the church service, and a little knock on my door. This is little 5-year-old Charlotte. "I got a Reese peanut butter cup for you." Every night that week, she brought me a Reese peanut butter cup. I came back and told you the story I'm telling you right now the next Sunday morning. And folks got my tapes all over America. They get my tapes. In fact, they get my tapes around the world. I make 2 tapes a week. One goes around the world this way, and one goes around the world this way. And anyway, I all over the country, folks found out that Brother Howes like Reese peanut butter cups. I have not been to a place in, let's see, that's been about 25 years ago. I have not been to a place where I did not get a Reese peanut butter cup in all these. They had them waiting for me in Barbados, had them waiting for me in Puerto Rico, in Germany. They had some over there waiting for me in Germany. Somebody had sent some over in the Philippines. And I ate Reese peanut butter cups, same place Paul did. He wrote the book of Philippines, you know. And I was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, preaching. That's right next to Hershey. Hershey is where they make Reese peanut butter cups. They sent the public relations director of the Hershey's company to the service to honor me for all the publicity I'd given Reese peanut butter cups across America. That public relations director gave me a Reese peanut butter cup cap, a Reese peanut butter cup t-shirt, a Reese peanut butter cup ballpoint pen, a Reese peanut butter cup keychain, but didn't give me a Reese peanut butter cup. People call Miss McKinney, and they'll say, "What does Brother Howes like?" And she'll say, "What do you tell him? Reese peanut butter cup, what else? You know what else I like. Well, huh? Oh, come on, Irma. You're getting senile, forgetful, you got Alzheimer's. Now, you're bound to tell them I like cheese, haven't you? Well, why didn't you say that when I asked you? But people, when I get to the place, they found it. Somebody told them I like beef sticks. I keep telling folks I also like Cadillac cars, but everywhere I go, there is cheese, there are Reese peanut butter cups, and usually there are beef sticks. You know why? Because folks want to please me. Now, if people like that want to please me, don't you think he who died for me wants to please me? Don't you think he's got me a Reese peanut butter cup waiting for me when I get to heaven? I'm simply saying, if they prepare for my coming, he who loved me enough to go to Calvary and suffer hell for me, he dead sure is preparing for my coming. Down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, there's a lady there that every time I go to the Calvary Heights Baptist Church, she prepares, well, she decorates the rooms of all the visiting speakers. Back when I was a Dallas Cowboy fan, when Tom Landry was coach, she had my room prepared like a Dallas Cowboy football game. I mean, Dallas Cowboy stuff was everywhere. And then any other speaker, she if Brother Scott was there, she'd have dice and cards and and lottery tickets and things like that. But I walk in my room down there, you wouldn't believe it. She's found out some things that I like at that particular time, and it's always decorated for me. Well, my Savior knows everything I like, and he loves me a million times more than anybody on earth loves me, and he is preparing a place for me. You know what? He wants to prepare one for you, too. You're sort of crazy. You're sort of nothing. You're a stupid idiot. If you haven't trusted him as Savior, don't know you're going to heaven when you die. Peter, I've got to go now. Can I go? No, I'm going to go. You're going to come later. I want to go now. I'll die for you. No, you won't die for me. You won't even stand up for me. You're going to deny me, deny the faith, deny the church. The cock's going to crow. But don't let your heart be troubled, Peter. You're still my child. And I'm still going to go and prepare a place for you. So my mansion will have Reese peanut butter cup, Diet Dr. Pepper. Not because I'll need it then, because I like it better than I like regular Dr. Pepper. Sorted cheeses, turnip greens, fried okra, squash, pinto beans and cornbread, green beans, black-eyed peas, collard greens, flavored with ham hock. You ignorant Yankees don't know a thing. Let me just say a few words here. Why don't you learn how to cook green beans? You pluck them off the bush and then just warm them. If you ever cook any green beans for me, don't you give me those crisp kind. Take some greasy ham with a lot of fat on it. You sabre the hives. That'll cause your cholesterol count to go up. It'll cause your enjoyment count to go up, too. Now, I'll make it very, very plain. I'd rather go to heaven 5 years sooner and eat flavored green beans than stay on earth and go through the misery of eating those things that are just crisp. Why don't you get right with God? Black-eyed peas. I don't mean these shell kind. What do you call them? The kind you buy in little sacks. Dry. I don't mean the dry. I mean the kind that you take the pea pod and while it's green and you take the peas out, then you cook them. they're going to be there. And get enough ham hock for those too. Chili? Enchiladas? Tortillas? For me. For me. He's preparing a place for me. Praise the Lord. According to my taste, he gave me my taste. I delight in him. He gave me my taste. He gives me the desires of my heart. When I get to heaven, he's going to have it all ready for me. Place your order tonight. Place your order. I mean, if you're not saved, place your order. Heaven's architects about to will start drawing plans according to your architectural preferences. And Heaven's Furniture Company will start making your furniture according to your furniture preferences. And Heaven's Landscaping Company will start preparing the landscape for your mansion according to your landscape preferences. And the decor that you like is the decor that God will make for you. And for one time, we men will decide how the house is decorated. I go to prepare a place for you. For you. It's a personal thing. Jesus and I have a relationship that nobody has with him exactly like I have it. And the same thing is true with you. I love him like nobody else can love him. I praise him like nobody else can praise him. And by the way, he loves me in a way that loves nobody else. We have four children. I love them all. But I don't love any of them like I love Cindy. I love her in a unique way. I love her more because what she's got to put up with at home. But I don't, you're the same way. Bob Hooker, is he up here? Bob's got a kid for every day. And working on one for every day of the month. But you don't love any of them. We had a family in our church in Texas, had 19 kids. 19 kids. The table in their house looked like an army barracks mess hall. It did. And I asked him one time, do you know all their names? And he said to me, not only do I know all their names, but I know everything about every one of them. And I have a love for each one that is different from any of the rest. I love that. God just didn't take a whole truckload of love and sprinkle it all over the world. He took a particular kind of love and gave it to me. And a particular kind of love and gave it to you. God just didn't mail at everybody's house down here the same type of praise. He gave to each one of us a different kind of praise. And God gave to each one of us. For example, some of you folks right now are saying, boy, this is fun tonight. And some of you are saying, I don't believe this in church. Well, you'd be in the dead part of town. The rest of us be over there shouting on the other side of town. For me. For me. For me. For me. There's a mansion. Yeah, for you too. There's a mansion there for me. In that land so bright and grand, in the promised land, I'll take my stand. Oh, come with me, for I won't be back, you see. If anybody's going to be happy up there, it's me, 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 me. For me, for me, for me, for me. There's a mansion there for me. Up in that land so bright and grand, in the promised, it's for me. And God wants to prepare one for you. And you know what he's doing? He's saying right now, old Jack's going to be here pretty soon. Somebody's going to kill him, just sure shooting. And he's up here right now getting it all ready. And he's saying, I hope he likes it. I'm getting I'm giving put everything exactly as according to his taste. I gave him his taste. I know what he likes. Hope he likes it. And you wait till I get there. Everybody I've ever seen that died and came back saw Jesus first. They saw a bright light, and they saw a throne, and they saw Jesus on that throne. I belong to Jesus. Is going to meet me. He's going to say, "Welcome home. I got your house all prepared for you. Come on." And I'm going to follow him down to John, down to 316 Glory Boulevard. He's going to say, "That's it." He's going to step back and smile and say, "What do you think?" And I'm not going to be looking at the house. I'm going to be looking at the face of him who prepared the house. "Peter, I'm leaving now. Can I go too?" "Nope, you can't go now. You come after a while. I'm going on ahead. You come after a while." "I want to come now. I'd die for you." "No, you wouldn't. You're going to deny me 3 times. The cock's going to crow. You're going to deny me, the church, and the faith." "Peter, I know you're human, Peter. So don't get upset about it. That's not your heart, but trouble. Don't be troubled now, Peter. When you deny me 3 times, you shouldn't do it, but let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. You believe in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I'd have told you. Now, Peter, I know you're not perfect, you loud-mouthed rascal." That's in the Greek. "I know you're not perfect, but I'm going to prepare a place for you. For you. How about you? Have you placed your order? All you got to do is realize that you're a sinner, and realize that sinners are lost, and realize that Jesus Christ paid the penalty on Calvary for sinners. Walk down this aisle and get on your knees at this altar and look up to God and say, 'I'm trusting Jesus as my Savior.' And the Lord's going to pull the demolition stuff out, start clearing off a lot, and start preparing a place for you. For you. For me. For me. For me. For me. There's a mansion there for me. Up in that land so bright and grand. Promised land, I'll take my stand. Oh, come with me. For I won't be back, you see. Brother, when you pass by and look at my old puss down here, if we allow the casket to be open. And that all depends on what kind of job John Ault does on my hair. Instructions have been made. If he doesn't do the right kind of job on my hair, keep the casket closed. Well, you look at my old face and say, "Old mouth's finally shut." I'll be looking out my window at Cracker Barrel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, I'm going to quit. I told the folks I was going to have fun, and I did. And I don't think you're upset. We're talking about the place you're working on for us right now. I doubt very seriously if it upsets you if we laugh and smile and rejoice about it. But there's some folks tonight who are here who have not placed their order yet. They died right now, they'd go to hell and burn forever. I pray tonight they'll come to Christ. Say yes to Him. Our heads are bowed.